Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. And we would love to hear from you. You can give us a call at 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. We also encourage you to hang out with us live. What are we doing the show? We have a chat room on the Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. Come hang out with us. We can talk a taste about this and that, from sneakers to hats. We'd love to hear from you. And, as always, it's anonymous, so you don't have to worry about signing in with a name or whatever. It just gives you one of them generic names like Pretty Flower or Hunting Bunny Wabbit or something like that. I'm just saying. And if you social media, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, myself or Mr. J, he of the special appendages, will add you. Once again, myself or Mr. J, he of the special appendages, will add you. Yep.
Okay.
And pretty much special appendages. Anyway, anywhere that you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, and we will add you, follow you, and we can talk about it. And as always, we're in the apocalypse. So right now, for the special price of $3.99, the first person to email us can get Brown Sugar's phone number. Go. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. No.
Oh, no. Hilarious.
All right. So seriously, if y'all want Brown Sugar's phone number.
All right. I mean, who has said they wanted my number? Like, really? He just gonna pimp me out like that? No, like, nobody's inquired about my number.
it was funny to start, and then you went and got serious, and then we had to stop.
I'm not serious.
They had to go and stop. Fine.
I mean, I'm sure if they wanted it, they would inquire, is all I'm saying.
It's the apocalypse. So, you know, from time to time, I'm going to say something outrageously foolish. See that double adjective there? Outrageously foolish.
From time to time?
From time to time.
Okay. Often.
Yeah. Often.
Okay.
Often, from time to time. It's going to happen.
All right. I believe that.
All right. And, of course, what is what is the apocalypse if we don't have apocalyptic things to talk about? For example, did you know there's a San Francisco grocer that's selling organic leaves for $15.
Organic who?
Leaves.
What do you mean?
Organic leaves. Like, you know, leaves from a tree that are organic as opposed to non-organic leaves. I don't really know what that means, but yeah, they are actually selling leaves in the store in San Francisco.
I don't understand, like, what kind of leaves?
Leaves from the tree. What do you mean you don't understand?
What tree? Orange leaves?
It don't matter.
Banana leaves.
It's just leaves from the tree, $15.
And what do you
pay
do
your
with
money?
Them?
Whatever the hell you want. After you buy them, that's kind of it.
No, I mean, you know, usually people, when they're buying things for, you know, specific reasons. So,
yeah.
Are these basil leaves? You know what I mean? What kind of leaves? Am
yeah,
I
these
are them?
Fall leaves, $15 a bunch. Organic fall leaves.
Okay.
Just because you need that in your life. What's fall without organic fall leaves? You talking about basil?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah, we just talking about fall leaves that fell from the tree. Boom.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, that's kind of what I said. That's what I said. I said, wow, that's the apocalypse right there.
Yeah.
People are collecting leaves and selling them in the store.
Okay, I will say this. Now that you bring that up, I was in Trader Joe's a few weeks ago, and they had a cinnamon broom. I had never even heard of a cinnamon broom. And,
where,
I mean,
where?
It had the whole, exactly, though, it's a cinnamon broom, right? So it's a broom, like, you know, like in like when we do the jumping the broom. So it's a made broom. It's not something you sweep with. It's more decorative. But, I mean, it smelled so good. And I was like, do I want to buy a cinnamon broom? I think it was like $12, too. And I'm sure it would have just lasted a few weeks. I'm sure it wouldn't have lasted the whole, you know.
Can I give you a tip?
Yes.
All right. So, You have a tree in your yard.
Yeah.
Okay. So trees, there's trees, they have limbs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I would suggest break one of the limbs off the tree.
Yeah.
Dip it in some glue. And then get some cinnamon. And spray the cinnamon on that limb. And guess what?
Sprinkle the cinnamon. What?
Yeah. And because you have a tree already, you can get some of them leaves, your own fall leaves, and glue them on there. And you, my dear, would have a cinnamon broom.
I mean, it was more to it than that, but I'm just...
It probably wasn't.
You know,
it probably wasn't.
I mean, it was, because it was, like, really pretty, and it was wrapped really nice, and, you know, it was just really pretty. I'm going to have to find it, and then, it was just...
Are you
I
gonna,
didn't buy it.
You
gonna,
so okay, I'm just saying.
It's one of those things, you know, where you're like, do I need a cinnamon broom?
Cause I'll start the smooth drama site. We'll put it up on the site. We sell the cinnamon brooms, whatever fall leaves. We got y'all. www.smoothdrama.com.
Yeah, I'll even find pine cones. I know the nice place that they have pine cones. You know, people buy those decorative pine cones every year.
Right.
I never understood that.
We're taking orders. Taking orders. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. Whatever you want, me and Brown Sugar will put it together. Cheap.
Yeah, because I mean, it was so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was ready to start the holidays.
You was ready. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cinnamon broom.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We still on the apocalypse. We're going to go away from cinnamon brooms because I don't know why we're talking about cinnamon. And fall leaves.
Well, because he brought up the fall leaves. Yeah.
Okay. All right. They may have come from that same tree. But Florida. I found out something new about Florida, brown sugar.
Oh, what is that?
Florida has a flying squirrel trafficking operation.
What?
Yep. They smuggle flying squirrels out of Florida, and they're sold as exotic pets for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So Florida doesn't have flying squirrels?
Yeah, they would apparently. You have to travel from South Korea to get the squirrels, and then they'd be driven to other parts of the country before being exported to Asia. Apparently, flying squirrels is where it's at in Asia.
Oh, wow.
Flying squirrels. Hundreds of thousands of dollars for a flying squirrel.
A rodent, basically, because aren't squirrels considered rodents?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Rodents with big fluffy tails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen a flying squirrel before at the zoo. But other than that,
See, stop that.
I would have never seen a flying squirrel if it hadn't been for the zoo.
Okay. Whatever. Start talking about that zoo stuff. We're not going there. I'm just like, wow. We got the flying squirrel trafficking ring. But I guess if you're selling it for $100,000, I'd probably be out there too. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I mean, yeah. I can see. I mean, you know.
Well, but you see, that's the thing. You get people who buy these exotic pets. And just, I feel the same way I feel about the people that was training the pets. Train the dogs and horses. I feel the same way about these exotic pet people, right? Because it's like, so you and your fucked up friends, really fucked up friends, are out here like, look, I got a flying squirrel. I mean, it's almost like elementary school, right? It's like, I got some ice cream and you don't. And they're like, well, I got a flying squirrel. Well, that doesn't mean nothing. I've got a white turtle, an exotic white turtle. It's, what? Okay. Is this what we're doing?
Isn't that the American way, always outdoing one another? Isn't that what we're
on some childlike trivial. And see what happens is, so in New York, there's people who Prospect Park Lake. There was like a whole, there's like hundreds of snakes wriggling around, right? Just a huge pile, just wriggling. And apparently, what happened? It wasn't snakes, but it was actually eels. And what happened was, there was this dude, he had two large plastic bags that kind of like split open as he was dragging them to the shoreline. And after he dumped the eels in the lake, he walked away and the bystanders, he told them, I just want to save lives. It's like, so apparently You know, because eels, you know, they have a lot of eels. So it's like you get an eel, and then all of a sudden you got a lot of eels all of a sudden. So maybe you got a pregnant one you didn't know because you were stupid. And did I just call people who have – okay, yes, I did. So you were stupid, and then all of a sudden you wake up and you got 13 eels. And you find out that they eat a lot and it's expensive. It's, you know, it's sort of like the people who get the snakes and then all of a sudden one day you wake up and the snake is bigger than you and you're like, oh, sh-. And you got to just go let it out in the wild like they did in Florida. It's, this is what happens
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
You know, stupid people. And I'm going to stick with stupid. And I'm going to add on last week's scum adjacent to you also, because you got these rare exotic animals, as you call it, and you realize, yeah, there's a cost to it, and you can't do it, and so you just release them in a different habitat, whatnot. And of course, the people who the animal control people are like, yeah, we can't really do nothing about it because they hide in the sediment whatnot, so they can't really catch them. And so, you know, basically the eels eat any and everything, so fish, mm-hmm. crustaceans, whatever. So you just introduce something into an area where it has no predators, and so. Because you wanted an eel. And yeah. so I get the pet thing. You want to have a dog. You want to have a cat. You want to play with them. You want to pet them, whatnot. I guess. But what do you do with an eel? Aside
you put
from,
it in water, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, what do you do with an eel? Like, aside from, like, showing off to your friends where you're like, look, I got an eel. What do you have? That's kind of how I look at you. I mean, you're Elmer Fudd. Which way did he go, George? All that. That's how I see exotic pet owners. I'm sorry. I think you're fucking doofuses. Scum adjacent, all that. Because I don't get it. Because inevitably what happens is you do what that is. You have to dump that pet. And probably cause more harm than good.
I would agree.
Well, not probably. Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, because actually, you know, we talk about people going out for walks and getting out in nature. An Alabama woman was attacked, mauled, and killed by a bunch of stray dogs while she was out walking. And that's what I'm talking about. So you know, you get the pets, and then it's like, well, I can't take care of it no more, so just let it go out there. And I mean, you know, they animals. They trying to live. So they gonna do what they do, especially when they in the wild and they get back. I mean, because dogs are tamed wolves, right? So when you put them back in the wild, they turn back into wolves. It's like you're just going to go follow your nature. It's one of those things. I could be making an invalid point by saying that people who do things because it's done to impress other people.
Yeah.
Exotic pets come to mind.
In some cases, yeah.
Yeah, and then it does more harm because you wanted to show off to people who never really probably gave a damn about you anyway, but you was trying to impress them.
Yeah.
Just as a thought. As just putting that out there. I saw it. And then, oh man, I kind of hate this one, but this has to happen. There's a man jailed, Brown Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
He got 3 years. You want to know what he got 3 years for?
Ooh, I don't know. What did he get 3 years for?
Having sex with his pet chickens while his wife filmed it.
Oh, what?
Yes. He had sex with his pet chickens. And his wife was filming him. And him and his wife, he was in apparently in one of the films, he was having sex with the chickens and then with his wife and then back and forth with the chicken.
Oh.
And they had sex with dogs and other animals.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And you read it, you know, I saw the picture of the guy. I'm just looking like, and the chickens died. He fucked them to death. Some reason, as that's just horrible.
I don't understand. I don't know. Like,
it's one of those things. I'm like, so, and I'm gonna say his name. I'm gonna say his name because he's only gonna be in jail for 3 years. So when he gets out, if y'all run into Rehan Baig, spell Rehan Baig. If you run into him and his wife, Halima, please run. Please run. They live in
some kind of like ritual or something, you think?
No.
No? Okay.
No. They was just fucking chicken.
Wow. I can't even imagine.
I don't want to. But it's right there.
It's always interesting how these thoughts come to people's minds. Like, I never looked at a chicken and thought, you know, that a human should even want to be with it.
Mm.
I mean, you know, I mean, I can't do anything with a chicken, but, you know, like, I would never think a man would look at a chicken and be like, oh, yeah.
It was him and the wife. They're filming it, and they're going back and forth with the chicken, with the dogs, just, and you know, and like I said, it always goes back to the fact that they had to make laws that told people, hey, don't have sex with animals.
Yeah.
You know, you just, I don't wonder anymore,
because I see it happening, and you're just woo. That's, I mean, it's one of those, wow. This is what we doing. So, the apocalypse. The apocalypse brings out the best in everything that we're doing now.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's, I don't know. Really, I've been bored out of my mind, but not to that degree.
Yeah, there's. Yeah. I got nothing. So that's probably as good a time as any to go on break. Because I got no more after that. It's just just humanity. I don't know. On that note, this is Mike Bless, A Cold Day in Hell.
Ain't nobody's business. I'll tell you. 100 years from now. Oh, damn.
From the streets, man, we still on pavement. Spread it, circulate it, send away your population. Did it, did it, did it, did it, rotated. Spread it, cinematic, I'm an addict, I'm a student. I'm contaminated, man, it's never been rooted. You need to touch this, man, it's spreading. When it comes to me, it's going to change. Never call a movie, it's messy. Chosen out the natural, but for massive. Get the trust of rappers, man, you're more than a domestic. Another offer, I'm just a man, you're a big fantasy. That's enough, it's my call, we pick it right, it's necklace. That's coming to play, I'm a planet, my condition. Chemicals in the cell, I'm a rip, all the combination. Blade, sit a needle, spin, lethal, for the people. Repressions, mission, at the time, to the people. Classics are masked, never acted, they're rash and nasty. Like a brother, our masters, rappers are proud and nasty.
I'm going to call the cops. Together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back. That was Mike Bless, A Cold Day in Hell. Our phone number is 347-826-7435.
347-826-7435. All right. So, I'm in the chat room. I'm reading that they're saying bestiality is so gross, and I would be scared to catch some crazy incurable disease. I'm like, that's it? That's the disease? All right.
I mean, I could see that, too. I mean, I could think of a whole list of things, but, yeah, I would be afraid of that.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone now. I'm done. Actually, I'm going to go on the public service announcement. Smooth drama public service announcement. Brown Sugar, do you have a Telegram?
Telegram?
Yeah, the messaging app,
no.
Telegram. All right. Well,
no, I do not.
Yeah, there's a new app called Telegram. And apparently, Telegram has a bot that is able to virtually undress clothed women to create more than 100,000 deep fake new photos, according to a new report. The women are real, and the photographs often come from their social media profile. So, having a social media account with public photos is enough for anyone to become a target, according to the Giorgio Petrini, who's the chief executive officer and chief scientist at Sensicity. It's an intelligence company that tracks and exposes deepfakes and other forms of malicious visual media. So, and this was in a 12-page report that was published this month. As a matter of fact, if you are in the Smooth Drama chat room, I am going to be nice enough to copy and paste it and put it in the Smooth Drama chat room. So if any of you have Telegram, yep, there's going to be a whole bunch of new photos of you out there.
Okay, but what if you haven't taken any new photos? So
No. It's able to virtually undress you. It doesn't matter if you're the AI nudes you. It posts, so it takes your face and it has the naked body and boom, it puts it out there. So if you are on Telegram, you've messaged on Telegram, more than likely there's a bunch of nude photos of you that are deep fakes that are out there on the internet. There's more than 100,000 of them.
Wow. That's crazy.
And you know what? I understand how it happens. Here's what happens. There's a term in art that's called opacity. And so if opacity is at 100, you're closed. But if you do opacity at 0, it's nude. And I found that out when I was, because I do computer animation. And so in the animation program that I use, if I have a character and that character is closed. If I change the opacity of the character, it doesn't make the character see through. It takes all the clothes off the character. And so the character is new.
Hmm.
Yeah, I found it out and was like, whoa. Because I was doing it and I'm like, what the hell? Because I was trying to do something and create a character and create something different, and it just ended up with a naked character. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. It only makes the clothes disappear. So I'm going to guess the bot in this app, Telegram, does the exact same thing.
Hmm.
Yep.
Well, I wonder
so,
why. I mean, so if I've had pictures or my profile picture or something that's in Telegram?
No. See, so Telegram, so remember, with your social media, you grant them access to your photos.
Oh, I
and pretty much everything that you have looked at or taken a picture of. So pretty much anybody on, you know, your social media is probably naked also.
Okay.
Which is one of the reasons why as a grandpa, I would never put my grandkids on social media because of things like this. Because what and people say, why? How did it happen? Well, as we all know, and I hope people understand this, programs are programmed by a programmer. So, some programmer who was involved or hacked into Telegram created a line in the code that makes it take people's pictures and create, you know, nudes of them. Because the AI, the program only does what it is told to do. So somebody created this.
Wow.
Yeah. So public service announcement for all the Telegram users. If you're using it, you're naked on the web. And pretty much anybody in your social media and in your pictures on your phone may or may not be naked on the internet also. Now, this is caught. Go ahead.
So if I don't have the app, but somebody I know has the app, and we might be friends on another social media site, I could be nude as well?
Yeah. If you're in their phone,
oh, well then, I mean,
you're in their pictures. That's the computer does that, and it is going to replicate its program. It's just going to grab
that's
whatever.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Because then, I mean, I don't have the app, so I have no control over, like, I don't know who has it or who doesn't.
Yeah. When I read it, you start thinking about the implications of that kind of malicious malware. it goes in and it takes the pictures of you. I mean, we talking about you just in your sundress, you're in your jeans, whatever, you're in your outfit. Nope. You're butt naked. All across the internet. It ships you everywhere. Can't get away from it. Because all it takes is somebody who has social media that knows you. So now you start looking at when people follow you on your Instagram or your Snapchat or whatever it is you have. Then you start thinking about people who friend you on Facebook or follow you on Twitter. Are those real people? Or are they part of malicious code?
You know, now that you say that, I've had an influx of like people friending me that I'm already friends with.
Exactly.
You know, that I've been friends with. And then people like I don't know, but then they know like 30 people I know. So then I'm like, well,
So
I don't know.
So sounds like a cloning because I've just been deleting. It's funny because it was like a guy that I used to work with hitting me up for a friend request. And I'm like, man, I didn't like this dude. We worked together. We
talked. So why am I being friends now?
Yeah, why am I being friends? And then you start thinking about it. And then when I read this, And I say to myself, okay, so you get as many friends as possible, and that's how many news that you can put out. You can multiply your nude output exponentially. Because once again, this is different from the virus. Because remember, it used to be don't click on the link or it's going to get on your computer and destroy the computer, get into your network, destroy your network and all that, and you'll have to start over. Now, they're not getting onto your computer to destroy your network. They're just getting on the computer so that it can execute this plan. I can just put you out there.
I mean that's kind of stupid though. For what? If it's not even real, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean we did just talk about a dude that was filming having sex with his wife and some chicken. So it's all on the table. It's all on the table. Which is the other part, right? So there's things that we don't even think about the implications for. And remember, the computer processes this stuff. Snap of a finger. It's replicating and doing the same thing. So, it's always created by somebody with their pants around their ankles. Sitting in some room somewhere. Or it could be your neighbor. We never know. You never know who these people are. But they're really good. And their program put a lot of people out there. And so you start thinking about it. Who's seen you nude on the internet? Even though you're not taking nudes. Who's seen you nude on the internet?
And I mean, I don't do it like on purpose. You know?
Right.
It's like you never know. Like.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so that is the cool part of social media and the dangerous part because all of this is on the table. These are the potential implications. And that's the danger of deepfakes. You know, I talked about the deep fakes before, and you know, a lot of people don't take that stuff seriously. It's not that big a deal, except now we start talking about ordinary, quote unquote, regular people who they're not just creating social media duplications of your profiles. They're just putting pictures of you naked out there. It's not you, but it doesn't even matter because nobody knows. It's just organized chaos all over the web. Yeah, and I remember when it happened to me, and I was like, man, this is crazy. You know, folks laugh.
What do you
me.
Mean?
No, there was a naked picture. I didn't take it, but my head is on his body.
Wow,
like that's not me. And so this is how these things happen. And you're like, wait,
wow.
Hold on, I didn't do that. You know, that's the more infuriating thing, right? That's the infuriating thing. Like,
yeah, especially when you're really trying not to, you know, be out there like that, or
right.
You might lose your job behind something like that, because depending on what kind of job you have. And
right.
Wow. And then how
yeah.
do you go about proving that it's not you?
Well, you really can't.
Exactly.
You really can't. You can't prove it's not you. You know, because, I mean, we've seen several cases where I think there was a teacher, she used to be a nude model. She got fired. There was one, she had done porn and she got fired. And so, you know, when you start talking about your livelihood, you would think that it's whether or not you were good at your job, but doesn't always work out like that. And so,
yeah.
As we know, it's already tough out there. You can get set up by the police and be found guilty of things that you didn't do. So now online, all that danger is double exponentially.
Yeah.
Double exponentially.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I thought it was pretty interesting to read about that, and yeah, just wondering how people feel. I mean, because right now all we've talked about what the past few weeks is how folks are fatigued from just the pandemic,
everything.
Right? The apocalypse, right?
Yeah.
And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they keep putting studies out, right? And so the studies talk about different things that you can do that just helps you not get COVID, coronavirus. So
mm-hmm.
they said mouthwash could inactivate human coronavirus. They said in a study that investigated over-the-counter mouthwashes and nasal rinses commonly found in drugstores, supermarkets. They provide an additional level of protection against the virus. I mean, now, the funny thing is, this should be common sense. Proper hygiene and good health will keep you in good health. Because like I said, I made the argument, a lot of the fatigue is people having to do the right thing. You know, it's that's the fatigue. So they come out and they say, yeah, if you use mouthwash. So I'm guessing people read this and they hear about it and there'll be like a mad dash on mouthwash.
Oh, definitely, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you should have already had that. I'm just saying. I'm not judging folks. It's social commentary. That's all.
Well, you know, I mean, okay, so I know someone, which is since you brought it up, that doesn't have mouthwash because one of her parents grew up in alcohol, or well, she grew up and her parent was an alcoholic and they used that as, you know.
Yeah. But mouthwash without alcohol.
But is that just as effective, though?
Yes.
Because I've been told by doctors, like, when you have a cold, to soak your toothbrush in mouthwash, so.
Yep. Because it kills germs.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you go to bed, brush your teeth. You floss, brush your teeth, rinse with mouthwash. So fresh and so clean. but that's where, say, I had the old dentist that used to say, hey, the secret to it all is brush and floss the ones you want to keep. It's can't get no simpler than that. And so, I mean, what we're talking about in society, once again, since we have to reiterate this because people have fatigue over this, washing your hands, brushing your teeth, using soap on the regular. Oh, keeping stuff clean. You know, like, maybe you want to wipe some stuff down with some bleach or some other cleaner, whatever your cleaner of choice is. You know, stuff like that. Hygienic stuff, hygienic practices. You do that, you get healthy. You stay healthy. You help your odds out quite a bit. Maybe people are tired. Like, man, look, because I can see there's probably somebody right now that's loading up bullets right now. He said mouthwash. Man. That shit. No damn mouthwash. You hear me, brown sugar? Give a damn about mouthwash.
I mean, probably some people do feel that way because, I mean, it's just like the people who complain about the mask. And, you know, I didn't necessarily hear anybody complain about washing your hands. But I'm sure there were some people who were kind of like, I'm not doing that. You know?
I'm washing my hands. Why I got to wash my hands?
Yeah.
The science is wrong.
I feel like that's how we've been handling this. Whatever somebody says to do, then there's always going to be hundreds of people who disagree and decide not to do it. And people who were probably going to do it beforehand, but because it was told to them to do it, now they're like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, but you see, that's we started off talking about little kid actions, right? When I said the people who have exotic pets are scum adjacent, also, Those are probably the same people. Yeah. The same people who you see them and they kiss their dog and the dog lick them in the mouth, whatnot, and they all kiss each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just saying that you do something like that, and then, you know, hygiene, and then get mad. Somebody tell you, wash my hands. Look, I'm clean. You ain't telling me nothing. It's like, and that's, I mean, I think that's where the germ is. The germs is with you because you're just nasty. You're just nasty.
That simple.
That simple. And you know, I'm ride with the just nasty part. We can talk about in the air, all that other stuff. We can talk about it. We can talk about it.
Yeah, but then because you're nasty and you have it, then you breathe it into the air because you're still doing, you know, regular stuff.
Right. But once again, the study says, and I quote, not that I'm co-signing on these studies like they're 100, right? But, you know, generally people who practice soap, you know, the whole practice, soap is a practice, right? It's a ritual. Like they talk about different satanic rituals and all this other stuff. Hygiene is a ritual. So soap on your body, protection. So like I use coconut oil, protection. I brush all my teeth and floss all my teeth because I really do truly want to keep them. I listened to my dentist when he said that brush and floss the ones you want to keep. So I brush and floss and floss all the ones I want to keep, which is all of them, because I like the idea of having teeth that ain't like falling apart. It don't hurt when I'm biting, eating, whatever. It's an exhilarating experience for all you people out there who lost that due to moronic choices. Yes, I said it. I'm being unusually cruel here. Throwing all my adjectives out there. It's a moronic choice not to take care of yourself.
True.
Very moronic. I'm just saying, I'm just calling it.
Because
like I said, I'm not going to say I was the guy that was in the gym 5-6 days a week, pumping the iron, whatnot. But we're talking about there's consistency. See, and once again, the consistency to take care of yourself is one of the most underrated things in this society. See, it's a lot of people who will sit up there and talk to you and lecture you about things, right? But then you would say, okay, so you're lecturing me and you're talking to me about stuff and you're talking to other people about stuff, but how are you with you? See, because
we always assume those people have it all together, so.
Yeah, but you see, I'm going to look at you. I'm going to look at you. See, because that's a lot of words. I mean, because we talk about the different, you know, constitution, religion. We talk about all these magnificent documents, all these magnificent isms, systems, socialism, capitalism. They all sound and look good on paper. But then there's the practicality. See, because we can talk about it, but how are you living?
You know, because realistically, I can't hear you if your words don't match you.
Yes.
Your words got to match you. And so we once again go about what we're talking about here. The fatigue is my words have to match my actions.
Mm-hmm.
And folks are just tired of that. Folks are tired of having to do the right thing. It's too much. Oh, but they'll still be mad at you and shoot at you. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's out there.
I heard the saying, it's easier to be bad than it is good. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Right. I mean, but see, that's the mental application. You know, because I'm open to listen to whatever. But you just look at the practical application. I refuse to take anything seriously from anyone who are not the embodiment of it. If you don't embody it, man, what you trying to tell me? I'm just, okay. I'd be polite, yeah. Sounds good. I have my people call your people.
I mean, you know, sometimes people talk about it. They're trying to help themselves, well, you know, and not look like they need help. You know what I mean? They're talking to you.
Yeah.
You know.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
If you have good energy about you, then maybe, you know, they're trying to gain some of that too. I mean.
Yeah. And that's cool. That's cool if you're doing the right thing. And like I said, we line up what's happening in society and the words that come out. Two totally different things. Truth,
yeah.
Justice, and the American way. They not all the same thing. Truth and justice and the American way. They, you know, if we on the teeter-totter, the American way is on the bottom, and truth and justice is way up top. It ain't even. It ain't even close to even.
No.
So... You know, and that filters down into every aspect of society. It just filters down, and you see it because folks, everybody sounds good, but the practical application doesn't quite apply. Just not being about it. And on that note. We're going to go on break. This is MC Light. Please understand.
Understand what? I met a guy named Tommy. Damn, he saw me. Met him at the mall, but I knew he wouldn't harm me. We exchanged numbers, open to me. We couldn't wait for the romance to begin.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was MC Light, Please Understand. Our number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right. So, you know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is, right?
Who?
The astrophysicist. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes.
So, he says that there's an asteroid and it could hit the day before the election.
Wow.
That has some intrigue. Just a little
I
bit.
Yeah. That would be very interesting.
It's not big though. It's asteroid 2018 VP1. It's the size of a refrigerator. It's coming at 40,000 kilometers per hour. Yeah,
that's big enough, though, if it hits somebody, right?
Yeah, but it's got to get through the atmosphere, right? The Earth's atmosphere burns stuff up. So it's the size of a refrigerator now, but by the time it actually, if it does enter into the atmosphere, it might be the size of a tape dispenser or whatever. I don't know. Depending on how fast the trajectory is burning into the Earth. So, November 2nd, look up in the sky. It won't be a bird. It won't be a plane. But it might be a meteor, asteroid. Now, for some of you comic book people like myself, that might be a chance for you to get some superpowers. Or, it could hit you and have the blob inside, because remember that old black and white, the blob, it was in the asteroid also. It cracked open and then the thing gets on you and it starts eating you. So you got two opportunities there. It could consume you, kill you, whatnot, or you can gain some kind of superpowers and be the world's first superpower. You would be meteor person.
I like that.
Yeah. How about you? You could be, if it hits you, you could be Asteroid Woman.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. That was
it. I would like that.
All right. You would like that.
Okay. All right. So November 2nd, y'all, be looking. Watch your head. Be looking up in the sky, but don't be like the Pokemon people, not paying attention to what's in front of you. Get knocked out by a car or somebody else. Speaking of silly stuff like that, we might as well go into our Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. What is the Groundhog Day for today? You know, it's always something that happens, and you're just amazed by it, right? So, I saw that the Detroit police wrestled a barricaded gunman to the ground after he fired at officers. So, WWJ's Charlie Langton was on the scene of a barricaded gunman on Dutchess Street on Detroit's east side when the man emerged and police wrestled him to the ground. So, apparently, he shot at the officers while he was barricaded near his house after a domestic situation. And then, after shooting at the police, he went into the house. Then tactical officers arrived and managed to convince him to come outside. And he came out. He had a gun when he emerged after shooting at officers. And they had been talking to him, and they managed to wrestle him to the ground. And the reporter, Charlie Langton, said, "Could have been bad. Doesn't look like anybody was hurt." The end. That was it. Nobody got shot. Nobody got killed. Got wrestled to the ground. After extensive negotiations with the police that he shot at. Yep.
Everybody's safe, huh?
Everybody's safe. The girlfriend that got away, the woman that got away, she was safe. And, yeah, apparently in Detroit, you can shoot at the police, and they'll talk you down, and then wrestle you down and arrest you. But not fatally kill you.
Of course not. Why would we do that?
Yeah. Detroit. Kinder, gentler Detroit. Yep. there's a video up of the guy, too. So, yeah. It's kind of happened. Groundhog Day. Got wrestled to the ground.
Yeah.
Yep. Not too much to say there. Not too much to say. Although we did get some good news.
So
in the Bay Area. So, San Francisco's Board of Supervisors unanimously approved a measure on Tuesday aimed at cracking down on racist 9/11 calls. So, the caution against racial and exploitive non-emergencies act, the Karen Act for short, gives people who believe they've been the subject of a 911 call placed with the specific intent to discriminate the right to sue the caller in civil court. And so, its name evokes the Karen meme, this year's shorthand for a white woman weaponizing her privilege, usually with a heaping dose of prejudice against people of color.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was introduced by Supervisor Shimon Walton, and he thanked his colleagues for unanimously sponsoring it. So shout out to Shimon, you know, solid. And yeah, so I'm going to say this. White people, get ready. You may or may not be followed by an unusual amount of strangers. May not necessarily be talking to you, but they'll just be standing in the vicinity by you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the warning is this. They are probably there trying to get you to call 911 so they can sue you. It is a problem. So this is going to be the new phenomenon. White people being stalked by black people who are trying to sue them. They're trying to get you to call the police on them so they can say it's racial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
isn't it usually?
Yeah, but it's gonna be crazy.
Profiling at the very least.
So white women in San Francisco, in particular, when you're going out, you might need that body cam. You know, like get one of them body cams, just in case. Because you may need the ammunition for yourselves. Because I'm gonna see you. I can see you getting followed unnecessarily. You go out for your walk. You go get some coffee, Starbucks, and you just notice it's just black folks just standing by you. You know they'll socially distance, right? They'll be within 6 feet. But and you know, you'll look, they'll look down, but you'll feel like everybody's looking at you. They're trying to see you.
What's strange about that is a lot of times that's not who, I mean, because I believe some people have already done that without the Karen Act just because they're just waiting for, you know, that I wish a would say something to me. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think a lot of times they bother the people who are unassuming and unsuspect. They don't suspect. They're just minding their own business, and those are the ones that they tend to bother.
Yeah.
The Karens, that is.
Yeah. Right. But what I'm saying is now you're going to have to be able to wade through. If that's your personality, you have to wade through who's faking and who's not. You have to be able to get
really good advice. But what's really some good advice to give them is just mind your damn business. Just mind your business. If you're walking, if you're on your way to Starbucks, just do it. You ain't got to look at them. They ain't got to look at you. You don't have to speak. Just
tables
mind
and turn
your business.
No, tables and turn. Because we talk about money. It's money involved now. I can sue
agree,
you.
I agree, but if they can learn to mind their own business, they'll be far, far better off. They wouldn't be Karen in the first place. Yes, because they wouldn't be Karen in the first place if they wasn't caring so much about other people's business.
All right. I'm just saying.
We're not gonna stalk for hours. You know, like Barbecue Becky who literally called and was on the phone for 2 hours about that nonsense. We're not doing that.
No.
We might hang around and see what's going on. 15 minutes tops. So if she can mind her business for 15 minutes, she would have succeeded in not being trapped into anybody's mind.
Yeah, but you see, hold up. See, there's a phenomenon that is associated with your barbecue Beckys and your Karens that I think you're missing. See, these are people who don't actually have lives and things that could otherwise distract them. They're the social outliers. They got nothing happening for them. Because if they had something happening for them, they would not be out there for look, people who got business about themselves, as they would say in the South, got their business about yourself. They ain't out there for 2 hours.
That's not always true for them.
It is true.
The issue is no, because Barbecue Becky worked for Stanford.
She had a job, but that has nothing to do with social life, hobbies, whatnot. She ain't got no business about herself.
What about the San Francisco lady that bothered the man who owned the house and he was writing Black Lives Matter? She owned a company. She was the CEO of a company.
Right, but she ain't got no business.
But see, that's the problem.
No, you're talking about
prestigious jobs and feel like they need to intrude on everybody else's lives.
Yeah, but
when
what I'm saying
enough,
is,
you got enough life of your own to take care of.
No, they don't. No, see, that's what I'm saying. They don't have life. They're not living.
I don't think they know. I don't think they know that. They do have it. They don't necessarily know.
Yeah, we're talking about people who live for work, and that's all they do.
I guess
now they work, but what else do they have? See, because once again, people who have, as we say, business about themselves, they ain't got time for that. I ain't got 2 hours to watch somebody else do any damn thing. It ain't a basketball game. Why am I spending 2 hours watching somebody do something? No. See, that's people
But that's because you know to mind your own business. So whether
I got
business about yourself,
I have business
or
about
not,
myself.
You know to mind your own business.
Yes, because
that's
once again,
who we are as a people.
Right. I have business about myself. There are a lot of people who don't have business about themselves. Now, some of them are barbecue Beckys. Some of them are what we call Karens, who are now under the spotlight because they're going to have folks stalking them so that they can sue them. I'm just saying, it's going to happen. It's just it's one of those things.
And I feel like that's good for you because you can't mind your own business.
Right, but what I'm saying is, but they're also cousins to those people who stand in front of liquor stores. And they're the same kind of person. They don't have business about themselves. So they're those people who they got time to look at what everybody else is doing. See, people who got business about themselves, they don't do that stupid shit. And all I'm saying, I'm just social commentary. That's all. I'm making a prediction. I'm putting it. This is my smooth dramas. I'm putting the smooth dramas out there. That, yeah, there may be a white woman or two who get followed around because somebody's trying to sue them. I mean, we're in the middle of the apocalypse. In the middle of the apocalypse, and folks is starving for a dollar? Oh, you best believe they're going to socially distance stalk you. Try, just wait, just call, because it's like when you ain't got nothing, so all you got to do is survive. It's like, well, they were following me. No, I wasn't. You racist. lawsuit, bam, civil court.
And I'm not disagreeing with you. All I'm saying is for them to mind their own business. So
yes, but it's too late now.
Not everything is your business. Not everything is for you to question. Not everything. You're not being a good Samaritan by questioning other people about what they're doing. Mind your business.
Well, yeah, but that's not the case here now. See, it's like I said, it's flipped. I'm gonna wait till it. See, y'all hear me? I'm saying this in October 20th, 2020. I'm putting it out there. I'm putting the day out there. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. The first case. I'm guessing the case. There's gonna be a case in there where it's gonna be like the woman's gonna allege that they were being followed. It's gonna happen, and when it happens, you know, I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna be a b-boy with both arms folded, like, yep. I told y'all don't hear me. I'm seeing the future. I see it happening because folks is desperate, and desperate folks. I'm a socially distance. I'm gonna get this white woman to call the police on me. I survived the police. Boom. I get paid. Watch it happen. It's going to happen.
I'm just saying if they don't want it to happen, they will mind their own business.
Yeah, but see, it's a little different because you're just going to find an unusual amount of people just like hanging around you. You kind of that's a, so it's like you go from not minding your business and people not paying you no mind to now everybody's paying you mind because once they find out, oh, I can sue them and get money. Woo! I'm telling you, it's out there, it's in the air. I'm telling you. You gonna see folks? It's gonna be funny. Cause that's the nature of these things. This is how the worm turns. The worm be turning and grinding. And so I can see the wheels of the apocalypse. Churning, there's somebody sitting up right now. Cause you gotta remember, the people who are stalking the Karens and the Beckys, they ain't got shit to do either. So they ass got nothing going. So guess what? Me making a plan to get you to call the police on me so I can sue you. Shit, that's dollar signs waiting up. It's like groupies, right? You know, groupies hanging around hotels.
That's probably going to be the biggest come up of 2021.
Exactly. Trying to give birth to a check, you're going to have folks trying to get their way into a check. I'm just saying. Beware, my Caucasian sisters.
Mind your business.
Right. And on that note, from Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F to N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you would like, we're at smoothdrama.com. You can come holler at us. We're in the chat room doing our thing. We would love to hear from you. If not, we'll see you next time. Same Smooth Drama place. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.